Warning. The following show contains explicit language.
Da-na-na, show intro!
Are you ready?
This place is an X-File, wrapped in a cover-up and deep-fried in a paranoid conspiracy. There will be zero contact with the outside world.
Do what?
If God hasn't stopped you, the government will.
Can you dig it?
John and Winters. It's the Radio X Show.
All right, Radio X. John Winters, RadioXShow.com, live program, except we're on delay, and we're not live. You know the drill. Phone lines are up if you want to go ahead and text us. 516-690-7469, 516-690-SHOW. If you want to go ahead and chat with us, you can go ahead and attack us over on Twitter, at RadioXShow, or you can follow us on Facebook, like us there. Radio X Show. Just go to Facebook or Twitter. Or if you have Skype, you can connect with us here too. And you can do so by going to Radio X Show. I know. So original. Well, that's the program. This is Radio X, May 30th, 2012. Tonight on the show, we're back. And apparently, Whitney has moved from the humble studios into
a wind tunnel.
What was that?
Were you gonna say into a wind tunnel?
Yeah, you're you know, this is what I hear.
Yeah, that was my fault.
Oh, would you like to explain yourself, young lady?
I had a fan blowing on me. Big explanation, huh?
Okay, great. What kind of fan was this?
A large fan sitting rather close.
Okay. Okay, so,
give me a second. I'll fix it. Now my speakers are going crazy.
Oh, they're
stop
going
it.
Crazy? What?
No! Stop it! Stop it! Stop! God damn it! There we go.
How do you really feel?
Leave me alone.
No.
Oh, and Jesus, that's loud.
I won't do that for 3 hours.
That's really... How do I just put on fan?
I don't know. It might be more entertaining.
It's too far up in the wall, and I can't see what the hell it's doing.
The fan?
It's no, going my around air conditioner. Circles.
Oh, I'm pretty sure it's just blowing cold air in.
Well, no, it's not. It's on fan.
Why?
Because I don't need it to be on blowing cold air. It's not that hot.
How hot is it?
I'm turning it off. It's like 70-something in here. It's
all
not
right.
That hot.
Okay, so.
Yeah. Okay, I'm good.
Are you sure?
Not really, but...
Are you ready?
No.
For the,
am I ever ready for anything?
The zombie apocalypse?
I know. Yay. Zombies. Sort of.
Yay, zombies?
Yeah.
I don't really think that's the proper...
What am I supposed to do, scream and run the other direction?
Double tap.
I don't have a gun.
Anybody got a frying pan?
I don't think I could do much damage to a zombie with my frying pans. They're kind of cheap.
Then you better, better have good cardio. Do you at least know where I'm getting these from?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good.
I've seen that movie several times.
Of course, apparently, all of a sudden, everybody's talking about that movie. Because of what happened...
in Miami.
Yeah.
Crazy LSD guy. I don't think you count as a zombie if you're on drugs.
Resident Evil?
Yeah,
that
but
was definitely
those
on
people
drugs.
Died and came back.
Well, because they're zombies.
This man did not die first. He was fully
alive.
Why
was he eating this guy's face?
Because he was out of his mind on LSD. He was probably taking LSD and watching The Walking Dead, and I don't know, thought he was a
zombie. Why were they both naked?
I don't understand. And other than in zombie strippers, I really haven't seen many naked zombies.
Well, yeah, there's a good thing out of this. Oh, my goodness. So, yeah. There'd be, the zombies, all the zombie jokes, and all the zombie stuff. One of my friends, her kid asked her, are zombies real? I'm like, well, good thing they didn't ask a week ago. Look like a damn fool now. Zombies.
I like zombies. For the most part, I like zombies.
As long as they're not, like, attacking you?
Yeah. As long as I'm, like, on my screen. And I'm being funny.
Zombies, not really funny. I don't see zombies bringing the funny.
I do. Some zombies are hilarious.
Like comedian zombies?
Yes, comedian zombies.
See, that would be funny. If you don't laugh, it eats you. Brains. His delivery's got to be off, though. I mean, you're not alive, so obviously you have nothing to pace with. So, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. I like zombies. Zombies are cool.
Zombies are cool.
I like the zombies.
All right. Tonight on the program, it's Whitney's control, so whatever
you
gotta chatter about, that's up to her.
Yay.
Our first segment ends in about 6 minutes. Good luck.
What? Wait, what?
Our first segment ends in about six minutes.
6 minutes?
Good luck.
What am I supposed to say?
Having me repeat this over and over isn't going to change.
I don't.
This is gonna be the most torturous 6 minutes of your life.
Oh, I'm just tired. I hate apartment hunting. It sucks.
Why are you hunting for apartments again?
Because I'm hunting for apartments. Because I'm thinking about moving. I don't know why I'm thinking about moving. Well, because it would be cheaper if I moved. in with Kyle and Caleb.
I don't know if it'd be cheaper to live with Kyle.
Well, that's another that's another issue. I don't know. We're looking.
How is that an issue?
Because I can't afford to pay for two people.
If you don't want a kid, don't room in with Kyle. Is that really what you're trying to say?
No. Yes. Sort of. Not really.
No, he yes, tries. Of course, not really.
He tries, he's just not.
Mowing the lawn doesn't count.
Not as quick to try when he knows people will cover for him.
Well, what's going to happen when he runs out of those people?
He's going to be screwed. I would tell him that on a daily basis. But that hasn't made a change in anything. But yeah, we're still looking.
Licking?
Looking!
Oh.
For apartments.
Like I say, this is going to turn into a really good
haven't
story.
Found anything even remotely as nice as what I have now.
You do have a nice little pad there.
Yeah, I really like my apartment. I'm just afraid my rent's going to go up.
Why would it go up?
Because he was going to raise it last year and he didn't. So, I don't know. I have a feeling it's going to go up this year.
You've got a feeling?
Yes.
He's got a feeling.
Truthfully, I don't know why it would go up, considering he hasn't made any improvements to my apartment. Like, he did a whole bunch of shit for the people upstairs. Hasn't done anything in my apartment at all, except for paint the outside, and his freaking contractors broke my back porch even more than it already was broken. They painted my door shut. And they still haven't gotten their goddamn ladder that's chained to my back porch.
Why is it chained to the back porch?
Because that's where they decided to leave it. And if they don't come pick it up in a week, it's going to be bolt cutters and free ladder to good home on my front porch. Because I've been fighting a losing battle with these assholes for 3 weeks now. 4 weeks now. 4 weeks. So, I'm ready for them to be out of my life. Forever.
Forever.
Longer than forever. If I never hear another circular song for the rest of my life, it'll be too soon.
Another circular song?
Yes.
The hell's that?
The kind of saw that you plug in and cut shit with?
Oh, circular saw! I thought you said song.
Saw! Like, and I don't know, I can't make the noise.
Like what?
I can't make the noise. Leave me alone. I fucking hate saws, and I hate the people who use them at 6 o'clock in the fucking morning!
At least they were consistent.
I don't enjoy their consistency, truthfully. I was not at all enthused with them screwing, waking me up every single freaking morning. It was horrible. And they did it every morning. And then the Mexican painters came. Because it was okay for the first couple weeks, because I could groggily crawl my way out of bed at 6 o'clock in the morning and go to my couch and sleep there. Well, then the Mexican painters started working on my front porch. And screaming at each other in Spanish. And playing really, really terrible Spanish music. And I was unable to sleep anywhere in my house past 6 o'clock in the morning. And I almost killed somebody. But no, I composed myself. I took my frustration down on Facebook, and then one of my coworkers the other day was like, Whitney, I just wanted to tell you, all of your Facebook statuses just seem so aggressive. And I just looked at him, and I couldn't even deny it. I hate people. Sort of. But yeah. That's my life. It's been more than 6 minutes, FYI.
Oh, alright. If you really, really, really want to take a little break, we'll do that. We'll be back, though, with the news headlines. Radio X.
You get to read them.
Following the show on Twitter? Why not? It's real simple. Just go to twitter.com/radioxshow and follow us. With show updates, other fun anecdotes, and more, follow us at twitter.com/radioxshow today.
Let's face it, you've been working hard, and you've got a hunger that's kicking your ass.
I sure could go for some nuts right now.
I, too, could go for the effervescent taste of nuts in my mouth.
Sometimes those cravings are just too loud to contain.
Man, it's been a while since I had nut all up in my mouth.
By the way, you have some nut on your chin.
Somebody put a nut in my mouth.
Well, when you crave nuts, there's only one product that you can put in your mouth to satisfy that craving.
Give me a Big Rod!
That's right. Big Rod Nut Bar. You've never had the taste of nuts in your mouth till you put your mouth on a Big Rod Nut Bar.
God, I love his nuts.
That's right. Big Rod's Nut Bar is known all over the country as the nuttiest rod in the land.
Oh my goodness, it's not the best I have ever tasted.
Take it from these bona fide nut lovers.
I can't wait. Once I get Rod's nuts in me gob, I'm just all over it.
I love Rod's nuts.
Somebody put a nut in my mouth.
Say, give me one.
They make me feel so silky.
Or even us mullet heads love the taste of a Big Rod Nut Bar.
Even the rich and famous are not immune to the big nutty taste of Big Rod Nut Bar.
Hey, yo, I really love Big Rod nuts in my mouth.
Ha! Last time I had a Big Rod Nut Bar in my mouth, it was about KY in my ass and they took me to jail.
So go on down to your local convenience store and wrap your lips around a Big Rod Nut Bar. You too will be singing...
These nuts in your mouth. These nuts in your mouth.
Big Rod Nut Bar. These nuts in your mouth.
Radio X!
Don't go changing to try and please me. Never let me down before. Don't imagine you're too familiar, and I don't see you anymore. I would not leave you in times of trouble. We never could have come. I took the good times, I'll take the bad times, I take you just the way you are. Don't go trying some new fashion. Don't change the color of your hair. You always have my unspoken passion. Although I might not seem to care, I don't want clever conversation. Never want to work. I just want someone that I can talk to. I want you just the way you are. Need to know that you will always be the same old someone. I knew. Oh, what will it take till you believe in me the way that I believe in you? I said I love you, that's forever. This I promise from the heart. Couldn't love you any better. I love you just the way you are. Baby. Mm-hmm. I can talk to. I want you just the way you
are. Having trouble hearing the radio stream, take your fingers out of your ears.
That's a relief.
Except for you. Yeah, you take your finger out of your ass.
That sounds pleasant.
Yes, I'm here to listen to Depeche Mode and be in the tent and touch and feel.
John and Winters. It's the Radio X Show.
Ow.
Come on.
I don't want to talk. I'm not a good talker. Plus, I'm distracted. I'm looking at pictures of cats.
Come on. Tell them we're back.
I'm back. Yay.
Just you?
Yes. There's no John. John is a fiction. Oh, damn.
A
figment of...
I'm a fiction.
You are a figment of my imagination. I really hope you're a figment of my imagination. Most days I hope most of the people I know are a figment of my imagination. Because if they're not, that really says something about my standards. I'm not talking about you in that.
Wait a second, let me try to get this straight. You don't want people to figment of your imagination.
I hope that most of the people I know are figments of my imagination, because if they are not, and they are actually people that I consider my friends, I have very low standards.
And that's supposed to
make me. And I guess admitting it is the first step. And that's supposed to what?
So
I wasn't talking about you.
Yeah, well, you started out like, in Quebec, I was the first person out. You was a fiction
yes, but
of your
not,
imagination.
You're a fiction. Everybody else is a figment. Being a fiction is better than a figment. Hey, you asked for this. I just completely lost my train of thought.
Because you're too busy looking at cats?
I'm not looking at cats anymore.
What are you looking at?
I'm staring at Google. Like, just the Google screen.
What is that today, anyway? I had no idea. I'm looking at it like, what the fuck?
It's, I think... They're like macrame eggs.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Paper mache, like, don't... It's the kind of egg where you know you, like, you cook the egg, like, you put a hole in the very
hard-boiled
bottom.
Hard-boiled egg?
No, you don't cook them at all. You just put a hole in the very bottom of them and let all the goo drain out of them, and then they dry out, and they're, like, really fragile, and then you paint them. Fabergé! Is that the word? Yeah, Fabergé egg. It's a jeweled egg made by the House of Fabergé from 1885 to 1917. Why is Google Fabergé eggs?
42.
Peter Carl Fabergé, How Communism Crushed the Fabergé Egg.
Okay.
The Russian jeweler would have... It's a homage to Peter Carl Fabergé, the guy who made the eggs, he would have been $166 today. But apparently communism crashed the Fabergé egg. I don't know. Upended the famous line. But as the Russian Revolution toppled the Tsar, it also upended the famous line of Imperial Fabergé eggs. Aw. Poor eggs. They didn't do anything wrong. I don't know. I just read what I just read on Google. Google.
You sure?
Yes. That's what I don't know, but I don't like the Google thing because the G does not look like a G. It just looks like an egg.
Douchebag alert. Douchebag alert.
What?
Jake commented on the Facebook
God, here
picture.
We go.
John is a fiction of Witter's imagination. Yes, fiction. So, douchebag, I go, maybe if you were still caring to show, you'd be listening. Now he's going to go ahead and,
yeah.
No. Oh, we can't carry the show. Can't get super non-compliance. Write it direct. Get a pen and paper and jot everything down. We're not Casey Kasem's American Top 40.
40. That reminds me.
Casey Kasem reminded you something?
Star 107. No! Pittsburgh. No, not 10,007. Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh. Today's music. Okay. Don't know this. Get a clue. Okay. Loser. Winner. Loser. Winner. I don't understand this! Our stupid radio
loser
station.
Loser is someone not winning.
Our stupid radio station is doing this thing called The Secret. And you call in, and they ask you a question, and you answer it. And if you know The Secret, you know how to answer the question correctly. If you don't know The Secret, obviously you don't. And they did this before. They did this for like 2 months before, and they're doing it again now, and I cannot figure out the goddamn secret. It's bugging me.
What's the secret?
I don't know. Wait, give me a second. Give me a second.
Now she's going to give me the clue. Like, I'm going to know.
Okay, so this one was, the loser sample one was, the question was, did you see the score of the game last night? The answer the lady gave that was wrong was, no, I didn't. Did they lose? Okay. Now, hold on a second.
Okay.
Okay. The winner one was, the question was, may we see your photos, please? The answer was, except for the naked ones, sure.
That's the correct answer?
That's the correct answer. Okay, now wait a second. Okay, the question for the second loser sample was, is it raining where you are? The answer was, no, it's sunny. And that was a wrong answer.
All right, so wait, what is the basis behind this?
Okay, diamonds are a girl's best friend was the are diamonds a girl's best friend? Definitely they're a girl's best friend was the right answer. I don't understand.
Okay, I don't understand the premise.
I don't either. They have a secret, okay? The station has a secret. And you have to figure out what this secret is, and you call in and they ask you these seemingly random questions. And depending on how you answer determines whether you know the secret or not.
Okay, what's the name of the station again?
It's 107 Star Pittsburgh. It's starpittsburgh.com. And it is driving me crazy.
All right, hold on. I'm going to try to load this because I'm going to try to see if I can understand what the hell this is all about. Oh, it's a CBS station.
I love Star Pittsburgh, so.
What's the word? Bite me? Mm-hmm. Today's music, 100.7 star. All right, same template. Don't know the secret, get a clue. Know the secret, win the secret. No, is that what it is? Know this, know it, win it?
Where is that?
I'm just reading the thing on the front.
If you click on the don't know the secret, get a clue.
That'll take me to where I need to go?
Yeah, that takes you to where the clips are.
Okay. We're not telling you how to win, because that's the secret. Now, what happens if you know the secret?
You win something.
But they don't tell you what the secret is.
No.
So you win the secret, but you don't realize you're winning it.
No, like, no, they tell you immediately after you answer the question.
But what I'm saying
or not
is, like,
you know the secret or not. But no, but and they I'm announce saying, what you're winning.
But they don't tell you how you know.
No, they don't.
So it's not like you sit there and say, all right, whose birthday is it today? And then you call in and...
It's no. They don't ask you the secret until you call in. Like, until they get their 10th caller, they don't ask the question.
All right, hang on a second here. Was that it?
What?
Oh, you can hear it?
No, I didn't hear it.
Okay. Alright, let me try something else here. How do I do this?
Like, ridiculous.
Alright, let me try something here. Huh. Alright, it's not working. Alright, this is a stupid contest.
Obviously it's not. I mean, obviously somebody can figure it out. People have figured it out, and I don't know how. And it's driving me insane.
And you're still doing it.
I don't understand.
Oh, Jesus. What the hell does he want?
I don't get it. I really don't. It's driving me crazy. Common sense. Don't trust anything that lives in a sewer.
Well, there goes Uncle Sven.
The guy in this picture looks a lot like Kyle.
Why, is he weird?
Uno, dos, tres,
no,
catorce.
He just really looks like Kyle.
Well, it's that time. Been that time about 20 minutes ago.
No.
Top of the news headline.
I didn't agree to this.
Pages of newspapers across the globe. It's time for today's news headline of the moment.
And of course, with the news headline, here is Whitney.
Breaking news.
If you are a fully clothed robber, seeking sanctuary in a nudist colony may not be the most well-conceived escape plan. Oh dear. Homeless man Milton Hodge, 20, of Florida, allegedly jumped a wall Thursday night to get into Cypress Bay Nudist Resort after robbing a nearby Lowe's home improvement store, the Orlando Sentinel reports. Hodge claimed to be browsing for mango and banana trees in lieu of paying for his plant products. The Floridian allegedly held a scissor against the neck of the clerk. He then fled and jumped over the wall of the nudist resort nearby. Once inside, he reportedly threatened colony residents with a knife and jacked a golf cart from a security guard. He went from... Okay, if he had a knife, why did he go after the clerk with the scissors? Like, why did he go after her with scissors and then go after the people in the residence with a knife? Or did he get a knife in the colony? I don't know. As the Sun Sentinel reports, as one of the only folks wearing clothing, Hodge was easily to spot by deputies who arrested him at gunpoint. Hodge has a long rap sheet prior to his nudist colony intrusion. He has been on the run since April 1st after he allegedly robbed a Kangaroo Express store in his hometown of Green Cove Springs, Florida. Hodges faces $250,000 bond for that charge. At age 18, the Floridian was sentenced to 28 months in prison for armed robbery and attacking a victim with a can of Pepsi. What the fuck? He gets points for being creative. Are you serious? Like...
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. In other news... A Niagara Falls man was left high and dry this weekend when he attempted to pay for a meal with marijuana.
What?
At around 2 a.m. on Saturday, the man ordered a $9.91 meal at Denny's restaurant in Niagara Falls, New York, then allegedly offered the cashier $1 and a bag of marijuana, according to MSN. When the cashier wouldn't accept the marijuana, the persistent pothead openly attempted to sell it to other Denny's customers, the Buffalo News reported. The cashier then called the local police, but the man fled into a nearby forest before they arrived. Another restaurant patron recognized the hash hawker and was able to provide the police with the man's name and address. According to the Digital Journal, the police showed up at his house later that day, but he was apparently not at home. The investigation remains ongoing.
Why?
I don't know. As far as, I mean, just because it's green does not mean it's legal currency. Okay, I'm done.
That's like, you know what? You get a thing for that.
I get, okay, yeah. And finally, the next time you feel the urge to plank in the background of someone else's photo, you may want to think twice, as in the case of one South Carolinian makes clear. Brian Strayhorn, 29, allegedly stabbed a man for doing just that, walking in front of his camera as he tried to take a photo on Myrtle Beach's Ocean Boulevard. After the victim, whose name has not yet been released, transgressed Strayhorn's photo-taking radius early Sunday morning, an argument reportedly ensued that resulted in the alleged stabbing. After the incident, Strayhorn and his companions fled, but were apprehended in a nearby motel, WPDE News reports. The victim was taken to Grand Strand Regional Medical Center and treated for his injuries. Strayhorn is currently being held without bail on charges of assault and aggravated battery. Wait. That doesn't make any sense.
Why not?
The intro is like, ooh, the next time you feel the urge to plank in the background of someone else's photo. Like, the guy didn't plank in the photo. He walked in front of the camera. There's a difference. Do you people know what plank is? Shit.
I don't write this shit.
Bad writing is bad.
Again, I didn't write it.
I didn't say you wrote it, now did I?
I don't know, but you seem to take it out on me like I'm the culprit.
You're the one who gave it to me.
Well, it was there. The hell do I look like? You bring a horse to water. You can't make him buy a bike.
I took her out. It was a Friday night. I woke alone to get the feeling right. We started making out and she took off my pants. But then I turned on the TV and that's about the time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're 23 and I saw
say I should act my age. What's my age again? What's my age again? Then later on the drive home, I called her mom from a payphone. I said I was the cops and your husband's in jail. The state looks down on sodomy, and that's about the time that bitch hung up on me. Nobody likes you when you're 23. Say I should act my age. What's my age again? What's my age again? And that's about the time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're 23, and you still act like you're in freshman year. What the hell is wrong with me? My friends say I should act my age. That's about the time that she broke up with me. No one should take themselves so seriously. With many years ahead to fall in line, why would you wish down on me? I'll never wanna act my age. What's my age again? What's my age again?
The countdown is on.
The Radio X Story of the Week.
Number 5.
All right, time for the number 5 Story of the Week. We're at number 5. Okay. We count down from 5 all the way up to number 1. You want to read these?
No.
A mother who allegedly coerced 2 kids into helping her shoplift clothing and accessories from an Old Navy Saturday refused to pick up her 11-year-old from cops after the girl was busted. Is according to the Detroit News. Police officers told the paper 49-year-old mom enlisted 3 people, her daughter, a young boy, and a 61-year-old woman, to help her shoplift clothing and other items at an Old Navy in Troy, Michigan. Let's see here. Security camera footage showed the 4 entering the store shortly after 8 p.m., then fanning out to different areas. Let's see here. Where the hell did it go? Oh, yeah. They proceeded to put stuff in various bags. Security guards were able to catch the 11-year-old and a 61-year-old. The girl's mom and the young boy got away. WXYZ News reports the 11-year-old was found with $123 in stolen merchandise in her purse, including baby clothes, jewelry, women's shirts. Told officers that a mom instructed her to grab the items and then meet her out by the car. After the girl's mom failed to pick her up at the police station, cops called the woman at home. A woman initially denied being at the store in the first place, but then called back at around 10:30 p.m. and said she lied about the incident because she was scared. Nevertheless, she still refused to turn her in or pick up her daughter. Aunt picked her up later on that night, according to the station. The woman is now wanted for retail fraud, child neglect, contributing to the delinquency of a minor, and all this is according to the Tribune. And that, my feeble friends, is your Story of the Week, number 5. We'll be back with more stuff coming up.
Hey, kid, do I have your attention? I know the way you've been living. Life's so reckless, tragedy endless. Welcome to the family. Hey, there's something missing. Only time will alter your vision. Never in question, lethal injection. Welcome to the family. Yeah.
just fine.
In a way it seems there's no one to call. When our thoughts are so numb and our feelings unsure, we all have emptiness inside. We all have answers to find. But you can't win this fight.
Show the world that you love the show with a Radio X Show fan sign. What better way of showing your devotion to us than by writing on yourself? Grab a marker, write Radio X Show on yourself, take a picture, and send it to the show. Just email John at RadioXShow.com and we'll post the salute on the website.
Radio X!
The show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
John and Winters. It's the Radio X Show.
Yo. Yay, we're back! It's the Radio X Show.
There we go.
At least I said Radio X Show this time.
Yes, you did, and you know what? It was very exciting.
I was going more for panic and scramble. Panicked and scrambled, but...
Panic and scramble is definitely your forte.
I know. I'm really good at that.
If there's anything you're good at, it's panicking and scrambling.
My face is burning.
It's just a radio show.
I know. I love radio. And I love the fact that this is internet radio. Because if this was not internet radio, I would have to do things that I don't like doing, like taking a shower, leaving my apartment, and driving to a studio, and putting on pants, and all that kind of stuff. But since it's internet radio, I don't have to do any of it.
So wait, are you saying you don't like
wearing
pants on?
I don't like wearing pants. I didn't say I didn't have pants on. Well, I don't have pants on. I've got shorts on. But I don't really think boxer shorts are appropriate work attire. Oh, stop it.
So I got distracted.
FUBAR! I try to log on to FUBAR, and then I just get confused.
Oh, you're going in there? Because I'm not. I don't know what the hell's going on.
No, I'm just logging on because I like to watch all the pretty colors. And see how I have, 53 unread gift messages.
Oh, that's awesome.
Nope. None of these people I know. But they're all from, like, the same person. Mark all as red. Delete. I have one new friend's request.
Ooh.
Let's see who wants to be my friend on FUBAR. Ah. Oh.
You don't want
that. That wasn't pleasant. Oh. Ugh. I have a new friend request from somebody whose picture is a roll of duct tape. Ignore. Find out if you qualify for level 21. Judging by your points, you may be eligible to reach the next level of Mulhabdabdabdabdabdabba. Level of
English,
progress.
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
I don't have enough buzz. Really? I have to be 100% buzzed to level up? That's stupid.
Freaking whole thing is stupid.
Like, I don't really understand this. Wait, ooh. How do I even get to my stupid profile? Home. We're gonna try that. Wow, that picture's old. Edit profile. Old and janky. I like that. Oh, sweet Jesus. Add edit photos. Oh my god, these are old ass pictures.
What the hell was that?
I don't know, I'm talking to myself.
All of a sudden it sounded like you were in like a can.
I was talking into my bottle. Okay. Talking into a glass bottle. I like Smirnoff Ice. It's good. Sort of. For chick beer.
Oh, wait. Is there alcohol being involved right now?
When is there ever not alcohol being involved when it comes to me?
Woohoo!
Add images. Add... I don't know which image is the right one. View extra large icons. Damn it! Why does... No! Stupid... Stupid thing. Stupid. This is my life even when I'm not on the radio. Just FYI. I sit here and scream at my computer. Most days. It's what I'm good at. That's not what I wanted. Yeah, that's what I wanted. Do you yell at your computer?
I'm yelling at you. The only time I yell at the computer is when I'm talking to you.
Oh. I'm sorry.
What are you sorry for?
For making you yell at your computer.
Oh my god. I'm not really yelling at the computer. I'm yelling at you.
Sorry! For making you yell at me.
Witters has updated a photo.
Woo!
Look at that hot mess over there.
Yarr. Yeah, right.
We're gonna have pictures cleavage. Alright.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Damn it.
You live in a zoo.
You
look like a monkey. And
you smell like
one, two.
Shut the fuck up. You just a fucker. I would tell you to kiss my ass, but you probably can't find it, you blind motherfucker.
Happy birthday!
Alright, birthdays! Winona, she's 48. Singer Stephen Duffy, 51. Trey Parker is 40. Blake Bashop is 31. And Major League Baseball's piece of garbage. Piece of garbage. Manny Ramirez, he is 40 years old today.
Happy birthday!
All right, now it's time for trivia. We go ahead and, do trivia. Trivia time! All right, ask questions, you get it right, yay, you get it wrong, too bad, you suck. All right, ready?
No, but go ahead.
Okay. Oh. Very gung-ho, are you? Alright. Winona, got your singer?
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite restaurant?
I have no idea.
Is it Whataburger?
Okay.
Truck Stops? Or, the mansion on Turtle Creek in Dallas?
I'm gonna say it's Truck Stops. Truck Stops have some pretty good food sometimes.
Alright.
Sometimes.
Everyone else, put your pencil down. If you said Whataburger, congratulations! Whitney, what did you say?
I did not say Whataburger. We'll put it that way.
What did you say?
I said Truck Stops. 'Cause I like Truck Stops.
All right, next question. You're a mama rabbit. Yes, you. You are an actual rabbit. You're about to deliver. Will you line your new baby's nest by gathering feathers in the wood, pulling out your own fur, or pulling out your husband's fur?
Wait, what?
You are a baby rabbit.
Okay.
How do you put your nest together? Feathers, grabbing in the woods, make a little nest. You pull out your own fur, or you pull out your husband's fur. How do you take care of your little nest?
I'm gonna say pulling out its own fur.
All right. All right. Everyone's tallied in. Good for you. The correct answer. You're a mama rabbit about to deliver. You're going to line your new baby's nest by pulling out, you said, your own fur?
Uh-huh.
Survey says...
I got it right!
Wow, calm down. I know it's a shock, but still. Your final question, in your lifetime, you're going to spend 8 months doing what? Sitting at traffic lights? Searching for misplaced objects? Or opening junk mail? In your life, average, of course, what are you going to do for 8 months? Sit at traffic lights, search for misplaced objects, or open junk mail?
I'm going to say traffic lights, just because the traffic lights here in Pittsburgh are so... I'm pretty sure that's not the right answer, but if you live in Pittsburgh your whole life, it might be more than 8 months sitting at traffic lights.
All right. In your lifetime, you're going to spend 8 months sitting at traffic lights. Survey set. Oh. Sorry. The correct answer? Opening junk mail.
That's not going to be me. Because if I can tell it's junk mail, I don't even open it.
You'll spend a year searching for misplaced objects, only 6 months at traffic lights. That's according to Family Circle magazine. And on that note, we shall return Lindsay's Hollywood Report without Lindsay. Next.
Radio X. Seems like the Radio X show is causing a buzz.
Yo, dude, I love Radio X. I listen all the time.
Listening to Radio X really makes me feel special inside.
Radio X.
It really makes me think.
I had sex during the Radio X show. I wasn't listening. I just had sex during it.
They are the bomb.
You can hear Radio X every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on this radio station.
People have all kinds of excuses for not saving energy. I'll turn it off later.
so we don't have those Energy Star appliances. Well, maybe it's time to stop making excuses and save the energy and resources we can.
You just never know what people will need in the future.
We can all help save more energy for tomorrow. What's your excuse? For more energy-saving tips that also save money, visit loseyourexcuse.gov/parents. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy, the Ad Council, and the state.
Radio X! Shout to the heart, and you're too late, darling. You give love a bad name.
Just developed too fast. 12-year-old girl's a big t-. I mean, what's going on?
John and Winters. It's the Radio X Show.
Oh. We're back!
Yeah!
Radio X Show! I don't know what else I'm supposed to say there.
You could.
Learning. What can I say? Oh, John and Witters, I could add that. Or Witters
yeah,
and
could.
Well, if I'm reading this bitch, my name goes first.
Okay. You can tell people to call or text us, I should say.
You can call or text us at 516... Damn. I know the first three numbers. 516-690. Show.
Yeah.
I don't. Wait, wait. It's 516. Give me a second. 516-690-7469. I did it!
Yes, you did.
I needed my phone for it, but I did it.
All right, well, that's how you text the show. How do you call us?
I don't. Skype! Username and Radio X Show.
They can follow us where?
On Twitter, Radio X Show. That's not fair. Technically not. Or you can follow me on Twitter because I'm specialer. It's not fair because
specialer.
The show account is also your personal Twitter account.
I don't really use it that much.
But still, it's not fair. You get more followers. I don't know what I'm talking about.
That's like the biggest fucking farce in the world.
I love my followers. I get completely random followers.
You can like us where?
I can... What?
Like us where?
Like us on Facebook. At Radio X Show.
Ah, yes. All right. So what are we doing now?
We are talking about, I don't know. Do you have anything? What's going on in your life, John?
I have none.
You have a life.
No.
You probably have more of a life than I do.
No.
Yes, you do. I guarantee it.
Really?
Yes.
How so? You gonna guarantee it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Fine. What did I do on Friday?
I don't know. What did you do on Friday?
Nothing.
What? Did you do on Friday? What did I do?
Yes.
What was Friday? Friday the 25th? Yes, I worked from 11 to 7:30. I came home, I sat on my computer, and I went to bed at, like, 9.
All right. Saturday, what did you do?
I did the same thing Saturday.
All day Saturday?
Only the... It was pushed back to about 10, going to bed, because I had to work till 9:30.
I did nothing Saturday, but dropped off my laundry.
Well, at least you dropped off your laundry. I worked.
Sunday, I worked the birthday show. And then, what did you do on Monday?
On Monday, I worked.
Monday, I did nothing. Therefore, you are a loser. But I am the bigger loser. Yes. I know, it sounds sad, right?
Failboat.
Yeah, well.
I literally don't do anything. Besides go to work and sleep.
Oh, well. Alright, so what do we do now?
I don't know. See, this is why I don't have good show topics. Because I don't do anything.
What do we do now?
Wait, what? I'm drawing a blank here. Ow! I just hurt my arm.
Well, What do Wait, we do at this time?
At this time, don't you have to do another story? Maybe. I don't know. It's 11:15. What do we do at 11:15? I don't have that schedule thingy you sent me anymore.
I don't know. Do you have Skype?
Yeah, I do have Skype. Wait, you sent me something on Skype? I'm not reading the Hollywood Report.
Well,
Oh, I thought you sent it to me. You didn't just... That's what the weird noises were. I was like, what is that beeping noise? It was Skype.
Stupid. You know, you do qualify to be a show host here.
Holy Hollywood.
I give up.
You gonna introduce me or what?
And now, for the Hollywood Report, it's John!
And now, here with an unlimited supply of misinformation, is Mr. Know-It-All!
Yay!
I think he's enthusiastic about it. Hey!
Ah. All right, so time for the Hollywood Report. Should I read it like Lindsay, or should I read it in English?
Read it in Spanish.
Yo no sabe español.
No, okay, I can't. No, I can't listen to that. No, I don't understand.
Wow.
No, speak it to English.
No, I speak it to English.
Wait, you know, no, that should be Espanol.
No,
how
should
do
be,
I say
no, speak in Espanol. No, speak in Spanish.
That's the only thing that I can kind of, like, get out, is I don't speak Spanish in Spanish. I like Spanish, I just don't speak it. I'm really bad at languages. Anyways.
Okay, so should I start now? Matt?
You, yes, in English, please.
Okay. Since Jessica Simpson and her fiancé Eric Johnson welcomed their daughter Maxwell Drew on May 1, life has completely changed, according to Simpson. From how I sleep to what I think about, Maxwell has definitely changed, taken over everything. In this week's issue of Us Weekly, Simpson and Johnson also shared the photos of their little one, who's inherited her mom's eyes and her dad's calm demeanor. Hopefully not her intelligence. She says, and I quote, "We stare at her all the time." All right, so take that back. But becoming new parents has not been without hardships. Recovering from surgery, she just delivered via C-section. It's not easy, she says. Nursing, which she does throughout the day, has become a full-on job. Still, it's the worst if I have to pump and give Eric a bottle to give her. I miss holding her and having that closeness. Sources directly connected to Matthew Fox tell TMZ, the actor has never beaten a woman in his life, contrary to allegations made by his Lost co-star Dominic Monaghan. As you know, Monaghan tweeted the allegation claiming Matthew beats women, not isolated incidents, often. Our sources say at TMZ that Fox and Monaghan have not spoken for years, never had any sort of blowout arguments, so it's baffling as to why Fox would say that Dominic would go out on why he would go on such a rant. A female bus driver accused Fox last year of, I think the proper term is cunt-punching her.
Ah!
Yeah, apparently he punched her in her yo-yo. He denies the allegation. No criminal charges were filed. Adam Levine, always a ladies' man, that's according to the 33-year-old payphone singer, as he attempts to explain why he's romanced everyone with boobs. There's two kinds of men. There are men who are fucking misogynist pigs, and there are men who just really love women, who think they're the most amazing people in the world, and that's me. That's according to him again in some magazine. Maybe the reason why I was promiscuous and wanted to sleep with a lot of them is that I love them so much. No, it's because you're a whore. Being linked to so many high-profile women like Jessica Simpson, Natalie Portman, it makes seem like a dream come true for some. Not Levine. I've always felt a little misrepresented in the world. I felt like people only knew me as a singer who dated pretty girls. a little bit of a bimbo. I was a music dude that was naked all the time with the girls, and that's fine, no problem with that, he continues. But I wanted to create a little balance. When The Voice came around, I thought, people now know I have a brain. I don't think so. And famously private, Christian Bale has a huge admission to make about his dating life. The Dark Knight actor, who is happily married to wife Sibby Blazek, reveals to the June-July issue of GQ Australia that he once dated Drew Barrymore. He told the magazine of their teenage romance, "We went to see some bloody awful horror film, and that was the end of it. She never called again." Luckily for Bale, the end of the short-lived relationship did not mean the end of his own run in Hollywood. The 38-year-old actor now, he has made his big screen debut in Empire of the Sun from 1987. Went on to tackle roles as a tormented blue-collar worker in The Machinist, a suave a psychopath in American Psycho, and of course, some guy named Batman.
Batman!
Woo! I'm Batman! Honestly, the angriest Batman.
You don't really
Batman.
Sound like Batman. You sound like Sheldon Cooper impersonating Batman.
Well, I sound like Sheldon Cooper impersonating Christian Bale as Batman.
Yeah.
Well, I'm Batman.
That's actually hotter than Christian Bale. Just
I'm
saying.
Batman.
I don't think he's attractive at all.
So,
but I like living in Gotham City.
What's it like? What's it like owning everything on Gotham City? I'm Batman. And that's your Hollywood report. I'm Batman. We'll be back. I don't know what the hell we have next. Whitney's got stuff. I'm sure it's the Radio X Show. Don't go anywhere. You do have stuff, right?
Oh, of course I do. I love this song.
You're so confident.
Yeah. you're looking for a web host, HostGator is the place to go. For just $4.95 a month, you can get started with your very own website. No worries about bandwidth or disk space. It's all unlimited. And the customer service is incredible. Just go to RadioXShow.com, click on the HostGator button to get your own website today.
This week at Boredom's Books, children's books are on sale. Choose from You're Different, and That's Bad.
The Boy That Died from Eating All His Vegetables.
Dad's New Wife, Robert.
Fun four-letter words to know and share.
Hammers, Screwdrivers, and Scissors. The I Can Do It book.
A Children's Guide to Hitchhiking.
Kathy was so bad, her mom stopped loving her.
Curious George and the High Voltage Fence.
All Cats Go to Hell.
The Little Sissy Who Snitched.
Some Kittens Can Fly.
That's it. I'm putting you up for adoption.
Grandpa Gets a Casket.
The Magic World Inside the Abandoned Refrigerator.
Strangers Have the Best Candy.
You Were an Accident.
Things Rich Kids Have, But You Never Will.
Your Nightmares Are Real.
Eggs, Toilet Paper, and Your School.
Daddy Drinks Because You Cry.
On sale this week at Boredom's Books.
There are three things you need for great radio. Milk, goat cheese, and wheat. Oh, wait. That's my grocery list. Radio. Which second best won't do.
The year was 2004. Gas prices were under $2 a gallon. And America was enjoying the fifth season of The Sopranos.
Blah, 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 blah.
John and Winters. It's the Radio X Show.
Do I have to say Radio X Show? Because that thing just said it. Mm-hmm. It's the Radio X Show with John and Witters.
Yay! Oh, can I... Oh, is this the part where I say, I'm tired, I want to go to sleep?
Yeah, you can. Because I'm tired and I want to go to sleep too. Not really. I'm actually really wide awake for once in my life. I have to work in returns tomorrow.
Listen carefully as I say this.
I hate you.
I said ha ha.
And I still hate you for it.
It's alright.
It's not fair. I didn't ask to work in returns. I could be unemployed, but I didn't ask to work in returns. They know I don't like working in returns because I pretty much have a panic attack every time I'm working over there.
Really?
Yes, I do. I can't handle the stress.
What stress is this?
People yelling at me. Every single person yelling at me and getting mad because they took their shit home, broke it, and brought it back without a receipt.
Okay, and?
Somehow that's my fault.
It is.
No, it's not my fault at all.
You should tell... You know what? Let me tell you something. This is a brand new policy. Go fuck yourself. Take your broken fucking piece of furniture and your empty fucking wallet with your no-name freaking wannabe freaking piece of shit child... You probably can't sit there and spell his own name, much less count the five. Get out. While you're at it. Don't come back. Have a nice day.
Yeah, I wish I could say that to people, but I'm pretty sure if I did, I'd get fired.
Okay.
And I can't do anything about it because I argue with the people, and then they escalate it to a manager, and then the manager comes over and gives the people whatever they want anyways, and then they stare at me while I'm doing their return with this smug little look on their face, like, ha-ha, I got you, bitch. And I just want to punch people in the face.
Well, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't think that that's going to work.
Just imagine the show topics you'll have once you get out of jail.
A.K.A. how I got fired. I don't want to get fired. I actually kind of do like my job. Most of the time. I don't know. Work's been a lot better lately. But I just don't. I'm not a big returns person and they know it. But they're so short staff. I don't want to do it. I just want to go to Kennywood.
Kennywood?
Yes, Kennywood. It's an amusement park.
named Kennywood.
Yes, it's a really old amusement park, and it's amazing, and it's like 20 minutes from my house.
What do you want now?
And it's got 6 roller coasters.
Wish that was everybody's return policy. Fuck off.
That'd be nice, truthfully. But no, I like IKEA, I really do. And I understand the whole you have to give the customers what they want thing, but I don't understand why people have to be rude about every little thing when they know that they're in the wrong. But that's not for me to have an opinion on. I have to sit there, smile and nod, and give them their money.
That's why you have a fake radio show.
Yep. I don't know. Life's been better, though. I guess. See, that's why I never have anything to talk about. Because, like, I have a million things that I could talk about,
but,
like, this show is supposed to be fun, and I don't want to be, like, the negative Nancy, I guess.
All right, so basically what you're saying is you don't remember the time where I told everyone to go fuck themselves for 20 minutes?
I remember that. I was there.
Was that happy time?
No, but I, like, I try to keep, like, the happy going, and I don't like to burden other people. And it's not even really a burden thing, but I don't talk to people about anything. And that's part of my problem, and I know that. But it doesn't change the fact that I don't talk to people, and it's hard. See? Here we go.
Uh-oh, here we go. What are we going at?
Now everything's, like, all weird. See, this is why I don't talk about shit. I didn't even talk about anything, and now everything's all weird. At least for me it is. Awkward.
How is it awkward, retard?
I don't know. I don't know why it's awkward. I don't know why I have this perpetual fear of saying anything to anybody. But I do.
You're a dork.
I know I am.
It's nothing to do with people calling you a dork or anything, does it?
Yeah, it kind of does. No, it doesn't. Dude, I don't even talk to Kyle.
No. Okay. No one's going to blame you for that.
I don't talk to my family. We'll put it that way.
Okay, and? You're talking to me. You're talking to me, like, oh, well, I don't talk to my family. Like, that's supposed to make me sit there and say, oh, me.
I know.
Like, I'm
going to
sit there and say, well, gee, maybe you should give mommy a call tonight.
No, I'm not giving mommy a call. I think that's the reason I don't talk to my family is because family's first instinct is to be like, well, it'll get better. You have to give it time, blah, 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 blah. The same shit over and over and over again. And not that it's not, you know, nice that they, you know, are trying, but it doesn't help. Because half the time I don't think that they understand what I'm trying to say. Half the time I don't understand what I'm trying to say. Like right now.
Oh, hold on a second. Whoa.
Whoa, what?
I don't know.
You don't know what?
Audio got a little freaky.
Oh, see,
telling me to shut up.
I don't think the show's telling you to shut up. You shut up. Huh? Alright. I don't know if you think there's a problem, but I'm gonna find out. Radio X.
Story of the week from Dubuque, Iowa,
where a man was caught outside a bar with a small zebra.
Zebra?
Hello?
Hello? What?
Should I repeat that?
I heard zebra. Yes, please repeat it.
Yes. A man.
Yes.
Was stopped outside a bar.
Out of a bar, okay.
With a small zebra.
Why do you have a zebra at a bar?
I don't know. Why do you have a parrot in his truck?
Did he rob in a zoo?
Oh, surprise, surprise. He was charged with drunken driving. Yeah. According to reports, officers arrested a 56-year-old Gerald Ryder of Cascade Sunday at the parking lot of the Doghouse Bar. People have been taking photos of the animals. He says the zebra and the car parrot are pests and like riding in the truck. He claims he sometimes takes the animals into the bar, even though the owners say it's not allowed inside. Officers gave Ryder a field sobriety test charged with drunk driving. He disputes the arrest, says he's a little passenger, a person, being in driving. Emphasize a person. He says he thinks someone who came to the animals call police. Yeah, that's what it is. Alright.
Strange.
Yeah! We'll be back though. Speaking of strange, more stuff! Audrey, your show. Don't go anywhere!
support the show with your own Radio X Show gear, only at the Radio X Show's Shop Zone. All kinds of things are up for grabs. T-shirts, hoodies, clocks, mugs, stuff for the kids, and there's stuff for pets, too. Just go to shopzone.radioxshow.com and get your gear today.
Hello, Domination Pizza.
Yes, I'd like a small cheese, tomato, and beef pizza, please, if that wouldn't be too much trouble.
Bull, you're going to have a medium thin crust with jalapenos, and that's it. Nothing to drink, no napkins, and we'll deliver it when we're good and ready.
Well, I guess that'll be okay.
What? That's yes, mistress, that's all. No guessing, no pretending like you're anything but my scum dog floor mop. On your knees and keep your head down.
Domination Pizza, it's ready when we're ready. Get it and like it.
Now call Radio X.
What it sounds like. recently discovered radio waves from a distant corner of the galaxy. Let's listen in. Well, that proves it. There's no intelligent life out there after all. Radio with Second Best won't do.
It all began with the sound of a squeaky one-speaker AM radio.
We ditched that for a clunk of bulky 8-track. FM radio progresses, and sometimes it's even in stereo.
Who cares?
Put that in your hash pipe and smoke it, you dumbass.
John and Winters. It's the Radio X Show.
Did we fix it?
Yes, we did.
Yay! It's the Radio X Show. Now, minus technical difficulties.
Radio X. How do we get in touch with the show? No one ever calls.
You
fuck it.
You can text us at...
No, you can't. No one calls. No one cares.
But they can. They can text us at 516-690-7469. Woo! Or they can call us on Skype at Radio X Show. Or they can tweet us at Radio X Show on Twitter. Or they can like us on Facebook, Radio X Show. That's a lot of Radio X shows.
Yes.
I remembered the phone number. Why are we not celebrating?
I don't know.
Aww. I did something right, and you're not happy.
You did something right. I'm excited.
Don't you sound real excited?
Yay. I'm so excited.
Thanks.
What a douche.
Yeah, exactly.
Shut up, both of you.
You need to figure out a way for me to... Whoa, hang on a second. You need to figure out a way to make it so that I can get access to Sam and I can press the buttons and make the sounds. The show would be doomed. But at least I would have fun doing it.
You want to add your own sounds?
No, I just want to use the already made ones.
Well,
there has to be a way to do that. Has to be. He's seriously contemplating it now.
Because I'm thinking about setting up a stinger at your place. This way you can put whatever. It's a little box. You put your own little effects on there.
That'd be cool.
As long as... Well, it depends. Depends on what you're sending me. If you're sending me microphone only, then it's not going to work.
I'm sending you microphone only. Believe me. If I wasn't sending you microphone only, you guys would... Yeah. I click through a lot of pages, and I get a lot of randomly playing ads. Plus, my computer doesn't do very well with the what you hear options in my settings. It doesn't like... Skype doesn't like that at all. Because I tried to do that for Minecraft, because we were going to videotape our Minecraft adventures, and it would just be a video of me and Kyle screaming obscenities at each other most of the time, but it would be fun, but I couldn't get it to work. But I remembered the number.
I'm so excited.
You don't sound very excited, just FYI.
I'm getting sleepy.
I'm not getting sleepy. It's what? Midnight. It's midnight. We got an hour left. We can do this.
I got that night. Night.
In other news, I'm getting old.
What?
I'm getting old.
Okay, how are you getting old?
I am addicted to Grey's Anatomy.
Oh God, you're getting old.
I know, and even worse.
Not even real cool old, it's like lame-ass old.
Twice now, people have pulled gray hairs out of my head.
Oh boy. Now you've done it.
I'm dying and I'm old and I'm upset about it.
First of all, you're not dying, you're not old.
Everybody is dying. From the second they take their first breath, they are dying. It's a very slow process, but it's happening.
You're a very slow process.
Thanks, John. But I'm old. I have gray hair.
Oh, boy.
It's upsetting me.
I can only imagine.
I made them pull it out.
Who was it?
One of them was my coworker Carly, and the other one was
Kyle. Carly?
No, just Carly. And the other one was Kyle. In line for a roller coaster. At Kennywood. I love Kennywood.
You and
it's
your
so much
Kennywood.
Fun. I'm upset we didn't go this week. We should have gone today. It would have been a perfect day to go. But yeah.
Well, you know what time it is?
We're counting them down.
The Radio X Story of the Week.
Number three.
Story of the Week time, number three. Dirty clothes of a Pittsburgh area cop in hot water. Rankin police officer Jason Rocco charged with trespassing and criminal mischief while allegedly breaking into a neighbor's home to wash his clothes. Here's what happened. He was arraigned Sunday, released on his own recognizance. Basically, he went to the home's back door. It was already broken. He said, just had to do some laundry. He went to his neighbor's house, broke in, to do laundry.
Well,
by the way,
cheaper than going to a laundromat.
Really? Tell him that in 10 years.
Well, yeah.
When he's unemployed. Alright, that's your story of the week. It's a short one, too. What's coming up next after the break? Do you know?
The movie spotlight.
Hey, where's that coming up?
After the break.
Hey, Twitter's from the Radio X Show, and I want to let you know, where's the rest of the script at? Hey, it's Witters from the Radio X Show. Thanks for... Fuck. Can I try that again? Hey, it's John from the Radio X... I think you gave me the wrong copy. Hey, it's Witters from the Radio X Show, and I want to invite you to listen to the show. How's that?
It's the Radio X Show. Talking rock radio never sounded this weird. Tune in each week to the Radio X Show on this radio station. Broadcasting live every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared. It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest.
I feel like I'm choking.
Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
You know how to react to their asthma attacks. Here's how to prevent them. Call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS. Visit www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
Radio X.
Working like a cowboy, boss man. Working for the company.
loving in that elevator. You're loving it up when I'm going down.
Grab yourself a... Grab your help a... Grab your dab bob. Grab yourself. Hey, grab yourself.
John and Winters. It's the Radio X Show.
Yay! See, I'm really bad.
Yay what?
Yay, it's the Radio X Show with John and Winters.
Hey!
I'm sorry, I'm used to waiting for you.
Well, you're getting better at this.
Not really.
You're getting better. You remember the name of the show and you're actually going on it every once in a while. That's awesome.
That's awesome. Yay, I'm doing...
Yay, awesome.
Impressive.
See? Even Darth Vader agrees.
That's Darth Vader.
Impressive. Most impressive.
I'm very upset that you did not know that.
Ooh. I didn't know that I wasn't... I'm not a big...
That's right, I'm over it.
Star Wars fan. I like Star Wars, but...
Star Wars? Star Wars. I like the Star Wars!
You're so mean to me.
Na na. La 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 la.
No, it's not funny. You're picking on me.
What are you doing here?
You're so mean. Something just like crackled. I think this headset's dying.
Yeah, the headset's dying. That's what it is. It's nothing to do with the show.
No, literally. Every once in a while, like, I've been noticing it lately. It's been going back and it's been, like, fading in and out. Like, one... I'll hear something in only one ear, and then it'll go back to both, and then it'll go to the other. It's weird.
Your wire. You probably have a short.
Yeah, I think there is a short in it. But there might be a short... I don't know. It's probably from rolling over it with my, my,
most likely how it's done.
Chair.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Remember, no dying in baseball. Or whatever. So, what do we do now?
Movie spotlight! Woo!
I see a box office report first.
Well, same. It's all part of the movie spotlight.
Well, yes, it is. Whoa. Basically, how it works is this.
Ow!
We go over to last week's top five. And let's see here. Number five movie was Chernobyl Diaries. Came out last week. Number four was The Dictator. Number three was Battleship. Number two, The Avengers. And the number one movie, $55 million,
Men in Black 2.
Men in Black 2 was 3 years
ago. Oh, shit! It is 3!
Hi, I'm stupid.
You're the weakest link. Goodbye!
Oh my god, I can't believe I just did that.
Now it's
hey,
time for...
Hey, IMDb knows me very well. Recommended movie, Little Shop of Horrors.
Real movies, fake reviews. It's the Radio X Movie Spotlight.
Alright, here's the Radio X Movie Spotlight. There's three movies coming out this week, and basically how we do it is like this. We like the movie, we'll give it a thumbs up. If we don't like it, we'll give it the finger. Radio X Movie Spotlight. How many movies are out this week?
Three.
Three.
And actually, a lot more than three, but
Well, there's
three important national. Ones.
Why? What else is opening up? Well, let's start off with the top three first. These are the three that are opening out. Let's see. This is Glitter Girl in Snow White adapting. Snow White and the Huntsman.
Do you hear that? It's the sound of battles fought and lives lost. Me to know that I am the cause of such despair. But now, their cries give me strength. Beauty is my power.
Mirror, mirror, on the wall. Who is fairest of them all?
You are the fairest, but there is another destined to surpass you. Consume her heart and you shall live forever.
Find me someone who doesn't fear the dark forest to hunt her down.
Why is she of such value?
That is none of your concern.
And if I refuse?
Blood, hair black as night. Bring me your heart, my dear, dear Snow White.
Kristen Stewart.
I think this movie would be amazing if she wasn't in it. But simply because she's in it, I will not go see it. Big middle really? Finger!
Middle finger.
Right there.
Our next movie, this is Battlefield America.
I hereby sentence you to 120 hours of community service.
I've got a friend who works at the Pacific Park Community Center in Long Beach.
Sarah Miller, and I actually run the place. You may be a little overdressed for the job.
Out of the trash.
She got the trash man trying to be on the dance teacher.
Trash men don't dress like this.
From the writer and director of You Got Served.
It's going to be a pleasure to watch you leave. Battlefield out.
Comes the most anticipated kids' dance film of the summer.
Help them win.
With attitudes like that, they will never be anything.
We ain't better than no bang squad. We just ain't ready.
People don't just see you. They see you all. One team.
You should quit the competition. You don't embarrass yourself.
June 1st. Kids everywhere are coming to join the battle.
It's all
Battlefield
America, where kids rule.
Well? No.
No? Any
comments? I don't know. It just doesn't seem like something I'd be into. I don't know. Maybe. I honestly, until right now, I hadn't even heard of this movie.
Ditto.
Wait, who all's in it?
Let's couldn't see. Tell you.
Is this, that guy's kind of hot. Well.
Alrighty.
I don't know.
Libido.
There's nobody in it that whose names I recognize, though.
Except for that, but that guy's kind of hot.
The one guy's kind of hot. I don't know who it is, though.
That guy over there, the hot one.
I see that. 19 photos. Let me see if he's in one of the photos. Oh, he is. He is adorable. Who is he? I gotta figure this out. Give me a second.
Sure.
I'm gonna figure.
It's not like we're on the air or anything.
Is the blonde? Well, you're the one who actually gets to watch the trailer. Is the blonde guy the teacher?
I don't watch the trailers. I dub it, and then I walk away.
Oh, that's dumb. Okay, young businessman hires an instructor to turn a group of misfit kids into record, blah, 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 blah. Who is that guy? 90% of the actors in this movie don't have their picture, don't have pictures on their IMDb's. Really? You're gonna do this to me now? I don't know who he is.
Alright, time to move on then.
Okay, go ahead and move on.
Middle finger, thumbs up, what?
Middle finger. Probably right, not.
Middle finger it is. Our final movie. No name, let's hear it. Let's party!
In the world's wildest water park, the party has never been hotter. It's a
good time. Tell me you did not replace our old lifeguards with strippers.
Water certified strippers.
And the guests have never been hungrier.
Oh, I got bit. It was a piranha.
It was not a piranha. We think they're back.
These piranha spent eons in underground lakes and rivers. So fish can become confused and try to enter man-made drainage systems.
Is that you? Ow! Whatever it is, I don't like it.
This summer.
Ladies and gentlemen, the most famous lifeguard of all time. Let's all get wet and wild. There's something in the water.
Just when you thought it was safe.
People are dying. Do something.
To put your 3D glasses back on.
First of all, I'm not a lifeguard. Never was. Secondly, that is what natural selection's all about.
It's double the action.
Something's wrong with me.
What did you do to me?
Double the terror. And double the D's.
Bring me my legs.
Piranha 3 Double D.
Oh my god. Are you serious? Are you serious?
Yep. With David Hasselhoff and everything.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my god. No. Yeah. No, not even... I don't act. I'll probably go see this. I will probably end up seeing this.
But would you give it a finger or a thumbs up?
I will give it a finger, but I will probably end up seeing it. Just because it sounds truly, truly
bad.
Horrible. Oh my god. And Christopher Lloyd's in it.
Like, yes.
Are you serious?
Reverend Jim from Taxi is in this one.
That is hilarious.
All right, we'll be back with more stuff. This is, what is this?
The Radio X Show.
The lens that's older. The angles are all.
following the show on Twitter? Why not? It's real simple. Just go to twitter.com/RadioXShow and follow us. With show updates, other fun anecdotes, and more, follow us at twitter.com/RadioXShow today.
Cat lovers, are you tired of not being able to enjoy the company of your furry feline friend anywhere you want? Well, fear no more, because Schmetlaf Industries introduces Flatcat. Yes, it's Flatcat, the amazing new product from Schmetlaf Industries. Flatcat is a real cat, and that's some polypropylene inflatable substitute. Aren't you tired of no pets allowed signs? Don't you hate it when your mother-in-law comes over and says, "This apartment smells like kitty litter"? With Flatcat, you have none of the problems associated with pet ownership. There's no food to buy, no cat box to change, no expensive trips to the veterinarian. Flatcat is a real cat, dipped in polyurethane to preserve its life for over 10,000 years. Your family pet will become a family heirloom with Flatcat.
Yeah, kitty, 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 kitty.
Flatcat is available at all Schmetlaf stores. Never needs ironing. It's a no-fuss, no-muss, fluffy friend you'll have a lifetime. Get a Flatcat today and make a solid friend for life. That's a good kitty.
Radio X.
More fun than Naked Crisco Twister.
John and Winters. It's the Radio X Show.
Radio X Show! See, I'm not getting any better. When you have to give me the cue to scream, I'm trying. I don't think about that. Like, it's not something that comes naturally to me. Dude, by this time, I'm usually playing Diablo 3.
This grasshopper head.
Grasshopper head? What the hell's that?
Grasshopper head. Alright. On the Twitter the other day.
Oh dear.
You and Christina were going back and forth about something.
Yes. About hating bitches.
Yes. I think that's what it was.
Yes, it was about hating bitches.
Can you explain this a little bit more?
I do not understand how women and girls can be so catty and so, like, horrible to each other. And it drives me crazy. And like I said on Twitter, sometimes I just want to walk up to guys and be like, on behalf of my gender, I apologize.
Okay, name an example.
Like, girls just, they'll be like, I know everybody does this, but they say one thing to your face, and then they say a million things behind your back.
Like,
and they act like it's perfectly okay.
Right, let's take, for example,
they'll tell you...
What do you say about me behind my back?
I don't say anything about you behind your back, but, like, for example, I have some friends who will tell somebody that they look nice, and then, for example, one of my coworkers will tell my other coworker that she looks really pretty. I'm not giving names.
Right.
Tell one of my other coworkers that she looks really pretty and that
Who's the coworker,
she looks nice. And then in the next minute when that coworker walks away, she'll be like, "Well, she looks like a whore today."
Ooh, is she hot?
Said coworker, yes. She is very hot. I know some people who...
Radio was like that all the time, but I didn't give a shit.
Some girls that act like they're very entitled.
I've worked with those.
And, like, everything should be theirs. I know some girls who...
I dated some of those.
Are toying around with some guys that I know, like some of the guys that are my friends, because these guys are like literally like have fallen head over heels for these girls. But because they think that they're better than everybody else, they think it's, you know, it's perfectly okay to, you know, pretend to like these guys and flirt with these guys and, you know, act like they like them and then be like, oh, well, no. I don't want anything to do with you. And talk about them behind their backs. And, like, that bothers me, too. And I know guys do the same things that girls. I'm sure they do. But it just really, really bugs me. I don't know. Girls are bitches. Most girls. Not all girls. I can be a bitch, too. A lot of the time, I can be a bitch. I'm willing to admit it. But there's, like, these girls who act like they're all innocent and they never do anything wrong when they're the biggest bitches of them all.
Sorry, I don't know where that sound came from.
Yeah.
So girls are bitches. It's really basically the long and short.
Basically it. Girls are bitches.
All right, we'll be back with stuff, right?
Yes.
And where can you get this stuff at?
RadioXShow.com. Twitter, @RadioXShow.
That's close enough.
Facebook, RadioXShow. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Story of the week. Where?
What?
We are at the number two story of the week on where?
Radio X Show.
We're going to Wisconsin for this one.
Woo!
where a Milwaukee man with camcorder is briefly stolen apparently found its way to get back at the suspected thief. He posted the video on YouTube that the suspect took with his camera, in which he reveals his name, shows his face, and admits he stole the camera. Twenty-five-year-old Chris Rochester of La Crosse said his camera was stolen a few weeks ago from the car of his boss, Republican State Senate candidate Bill Feehan. Police eventually arrested the suspect, returned the camera to Rochester, who set it aside. Then, when Governor Scott Walker made a recent visit to La Crosse, Rochester used the camera to film the event. He went back to retrieve the video, found 20 other segments which the suspect apparently recorded. Most uneventful, but one video caught his eye. Quote, "This is my house, yes, and a stolen camera that I stole. But it's okay, the cops won't figure it out." This is part of a 79-second video. He pans around a home, points out the kitchen and bathroom. Later he adds, "Oh yeah, to introduce you, my name is Hawaka Yang. So yeah, how do you do?" He was charged with two counts of being party to misdemeanor theft, one misdemeanor count of carrying a concealed weapon. The charges carry a maximum penalty, 2 years, 3 months in jail, $30,000 fine. Already in custody, Yang's, whatever. Rochester decided to have fun with this video, posted it online onto YouTube. Write this down and then add it to the Facebook page, Whitney.
Wait, write it down and then add it to the Facebook page. Okay, give me 1 second. I can do this. Okay. Go.
Confessions of a stupid criminal. Thief is sure he won't get caught.
That's it?
That's the title on YouTube.
Okay.
Go, fine, now. Bam! While she goes, does the work, I will go ahead and play a song.
Got it!
Yeah, fuck that song.
Facebook page?
Indeedly-do, neighbor. Radioact, we'll be back.
show the world that you love the show with a Radio X Show fan sign. What better way of showing your devotion to us than by writing on yourself? Grab a marker, write Radio X Show on yourself, take a picture, and send it to the show. Just email John at RadioXShow.com and we'll post the salute on the website.
Do you hate to go to funerals? Tired of the awkward and depressing moments just standing around? Well, at Stiffy and Son Funeral Home, we want to remind you that the first three letters in funeral are F-U-N Fun! We have plenty of entertainment for the kids, including pinball and arcade games, an open bar, live DJ. Plus, we beefed up the old depressing methods of burial with what else? Hamburgers and hot dogs! Roast a complimentary dog over Uncle Billy's cremation fire. Make sure you bring your swimsuit to Uncle Jerry's burial at sea in the area's largest wave pool! Or try one of our theme funerals, our most popular and special this week, Circus Send-Off! Complete with clowns and jugglers, shoot Grandpa off to his final resting place in our giant cannon! Spend a tropical evening with our luau theme, including hula dancers, a roast pig, and Lays for everyone! You can also try our brand new cryogenic ski package! Your loved one may be on ice, but make sure you bundle up as you hit the slopes. What a better way to say a final farewell. At Stiffy and Son Funeral Home, we try to make death the memory of a lifetime.
Radio X!
Like I loved you then. This is the road and these are the hills. From Moses. three have temporarily lost our mind. Please stand by.
John and Winters. It's the Radio X Show.
It's the Radio X Show with John and Winters.
All right, it's
I suck at this. I'm sorry, guys. I suck.
You'll get used to it.
What?
I said you'll get used to it.
I'll get used to what? Get used to sucking at it?
No, not sucking. Oh my god. That is so gonna be a clip next week. I'm gonna put it right next.
Oh,
to
Oh, show
one.
Me those big beautiful breasts, baby.
No, you asshole. You asshole. I hate you.
I could have left. Yeah, you're see, so but see, close. That's why I said sucking at it.
Well, we'll see. Because
there's no way I was gonna say get used to only. I'm not giving you stuff to make clips out of if I can help it.
I don't. If I can help it, I noticed that you add that last part.
If I can help it, sometimes I don't think before I speak.
Have another drink. All right, it's time for the big bad booty daddy here.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for
the Radio X story of the week.
Number one.
And here we are with the number one, whatever the hell it is, story of the week. From Utica, New York, authorities there say an upstate man was using a samurai sword to fight with another man. Accidentally struck his 8-year-old son in the head. Cops in Utica tell local media outlets 42-year-old Tarkai barged into the home where his 3 children were getting ready for school Tuesday and began swinging the sword at their mother's boyfriend. Officers say Kai missed the boyfriend, struck his son. Boy treated at the hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. Kai eventually found in the Syracuse area, charged with assault, burglary, criminal contempt, and criminal possession of a weapon. He's being held in a county jail. According to reports, can't tell whether or not he had a lawyer or a brain.
Oh, it's over. And I'm not reading this whole spiel, so if you want it read, you can read it yourself.
You'll get it one day. You can't read it because you don't have it.
Yeah, exactly. I don't have it. If you had sent it to me, I could possibly read it, but now don't even think about sending it to me.
Buy crap. How do you buy it? Where do you go?
Shop Zone. I don't know how to get there.
What's
go to
radioxshow.com
and click on the shop zone.
There you go.
I win.
English, motherfucker. Do you speak it?
No, oh, I don't.
check out Whitney's website.
That's never updated. Letters not and you.
Visit our Facebook page.
Facebook.com/Radio X Show.
Follow us on Twitter.
@ Radio X Show.
Or special thanks.
@ Witters. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, you can follow her too.
Follow me because I'm more interesting than John. I'm so much more interesting than John, it's not even funny. Not really fun. Okay, continue.
Thanks going out to our affiliates. Why?
Because they love us enough to carry the show.
Close enough.
And they don't
Radio
dump
X
us.
Radio X is powered by...
Wait, powered by? K-IRB.
The website is powered by...
K-IRB.
No, it's HostGator, you idiot.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I die. I'm stupid. HostGator, yeah. HostGator's cool, too.
You just go to RadioXShow.com, click on the HostGator link.
I can't
get
do
your
this.
Own website.
You need to send this to me.
I think I will. I have to rewrite it because it's sucky. That's the show, though.
Sorry.
You did good.
No, I didn't.
You make a good little minion.
But no, I was meaning to ask you, if you said that I'm going to get used to it, does that mean you're going to make me do this more often?
It is quite possible, yes, that I might actually go ahead and maybe possibly do that, absolutely. And then maybe the next couple of weeks you'll be doing it a little bit more, a lot.
Oh, God.
Maybe.
No.
Most likely.
Really?
Not at all, yes.
Thanks.
You're welcome, sucker.
Here we go. The downfall of Radio X.
Yeah, it all started in 2005. That was the beginning of the end.
No, it was not. The show actually used to be good. I loved the show back in the day when I wasn't doing it. How long have I been doing this?
Do what?
How long have I been doing this?
Almost 3 years.
Is it 3 years or is it 4?
I don't know.
Oh, God. Wow. I don't know.
I don't know either. Damn it, we need someone to look this up.
I'm working on it.
Well, let's see. 5 was Erica.
Oh, 5 was Erica. She did it for 2 years, didn't she?
7 was Christy. 8, 2008? Because Genoa's only here like a half hour.
05 to 06 was Erica. 06 to 07 was Christy. 07 was to 08 was Genoa for like 3 months. And that's when I started, right?
Yeah, 2008.
So 07 to 08. 08 to 09.
08, no. 9, 10, 10, almost 4 years.
This is in July, it'll be 4 years.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God. You lucky bastard. I can't believe I've been doing this for 4 years.
Yeah. Say goodnight, everyone.
Goodnight, everyone.
John and Winters. It's the Radio X Show.